USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And in breaking news this afternoon, NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange have stopped all trading in stocks of Russia-based companies listed on their exchanges. The halts are due to regulatory concerns as the exchanges seek more information following economic sanctions against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. And the head of the UN Refugee Agency said today that more than 500,000 people have fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion began last week. More than half have gone to neighboring Poland. Other countries include Hungary, Moldova, Romania, and Slovakia. And face coverings are now optional for President Joe Biden's State of the Union address as Congress is lifting its mask requirement on the House floor after federal regulators eased guidelines last week in rethinking the nation's strategy to adapt to living with a potentially more manageable COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A Ukrainian sailor sunk his boss's yacht, and I think he's going to be in a bit of trouble. With the story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
A Ukrainian sailor partially sunk his Russian boss's $7.7 million luxury superyacht in Spain before accusing him of selling weapons to Vladimir Putin. The yacht, named Lady Anastasia, is owned by businessman Alexander Mijiv. Mijiv took over Rostec, a Russian state-owned weapons supplier, in 2016. Taras Ostovichuk tried to sink his boss's 156-foot boat in Majorca, Spain, by flooding its engine room. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to resolve a dispute over the legality of a decades-old federal requirement that gives Native American families priority to adopt Native American children in a challenge pursued by a group of non-Native adoptive families in the state of Texas. The justices will review lower court decisions and key parts of the Indian Child Welfare Act from 1978. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
North Korea launched a ballistic missile off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula yesterday, an undesirable move for peace stabilization while the world is trying to resolve the Ukraine war, according to South Korea's National Security Council. The launch is North Korea's eighth test this year and comes nearly a month after Pyongyang fired what it claimed was its longest-range ballistic missile since 2017. North Korea has ramped up its missile testing in 2022, announcing plans to bolster its defenses against the United States and evaluate restarting all suspended activities. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida, President Donald Trump continues to sound like a man who plans on running for president once again in 2024.
They're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th, and then again, November 2024, they will find out like never before. We did it twice. We're going to be doing it again a third time. 2022 will be the year that millions of everyday citizens stand up to the left-wing fascists, and we will all continue together to make America great again.
That announcement was followed by 59% of attendees at the CPAC conference saying they would like to see Donald Trump becoming president once again, according to a straw poll. His closest rival was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, getting 28% of the votes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.